Well, the UK and the US have banned laptops from carry-on luggage on certain inbound flights. The ban is said to be a precaution against terrorism, but is airline security being taken a step too far? Michael McGailey reports.
All electronic devices larger than an average smartphone will now be banned from carry-on luggage from many direct flights into the US and the UK. The UK has banned the electronic devices on all direct inbound flights from Turkey, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, Tunisia, and Saudi Arabia, while the US has imposed the ban on all direct flights out of a similar group of states, but also including such stable and secure countries like Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. The bans have been put in place to curb terrorist threats, but are these measures justified? Professor of Global Islamic Policy, Professor Greg Barton of Deakin University.
Presumably there are two things going on here. One is it's reasonable to assume that the threat is connected with AQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. They have been pioneering, particularly through their very able Saudi bomb maker, Hassan al-Asiri, the use of PETN, a kind of very powerful plastic explosive that can be made in a lab. And they used it with the 2009 Christmas Day underwear bomber attempt to bring down an aircraft over Detroit, and then a series of attempts to bring down cargo aircraft by putting it inside the cargo hold in printer cartridges. It's very hard to detect PETN, and the only group that's using it repeatedly, it may be that the intelligence that relates to this ban comes out of the recent, in many respects, rather disastrous raid that saw many Yemenis killed and a US soldier killed. So that would explain the focus on the Middle East and North Africa.
So what about the fact that the US ban includes flights out of secure airports such as Qatar, Abu Dhabi and Dubai?
The airports fall into two groups. There are airports that are not at the top of their game as far as security, like Cairo and Riyadh and Jeddah. And then there are airports like Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Qatar, that are very good modern airports but have an enormous volume of traffic going through because of the hubbing Gulf Airlines.
And the reason why mobile phones are given the all clear?
If they are concerned about devices using PETN or something similar, PETN is chemically similar to nitroglycerine. We've already had a similar incident or a similar sort of phenomenon when nitroglycerine liquid bomber spot was detected out of London, and that led to bans on carrying liquids over 100 mils. Same thing applies here. If you're dealing with something like PETN, a plastic explosive, the amount that you can fit inside a smartphone, you know, is probably not sufficient to compromise an aircraft. Whereas the amount you can fit inside a laptop, a large camera, may well be enough if it's positioned near the fuselage wall, which is one reason why they're ordered to go into the luggage hold.
Although Professor Barton does note the concerning explosive capabilities of a mobile phone's lithium battery.
The concern is when a lithium-ion battery shorts out, it catches fire, and the fire burns so intensely that it's very hard to put out a normal flame suppressant system. Lithium-ion battery fires may have been responsible for the downing of the flight from Paris to Cairo a few years ago. Even MH370 may have suffered from a lithium-ion battery fire. So ironically, by responding to the terrorist threat by asking people to put electronic devices in the hold, we may actually increase the risk of a shorting of lithium-ion batteries that leads to an intense fire that can't be put out.
Professor of Global Islamic Policy, Professor Greg Barton of Deakin University. Max Nager is the manager for Axis Travel Agents in Adelaide, and although the ban won't come into full effect until Saturday, he says it has already started to affect his profession.
They're going to go to the United Kingdom. If somebody's leaving from, say, Lebanon or Turkey, Istanbul or Cairo, even Amman in Jordan, they have to leave the laptops inside their suitcase and they can't work on board the planes. We've had clients already being diverted and asking us to change their plans. It gets a little bit worse than that too, is that a lot of clients have had their air tickets already issued and prepaid, and we believe the airlines will allow them to change in the future. We now need to change those flight patterns and those routes. Those tickets have got pretty heavy cancellation penalty conditions involved. We're going to have to either change those at the penalty going to the consumer or the airlines. And we think that the airlines will, in the next 24 hours, allow us to have a bit of freedom to move, to change and amend or cancel tickets and get a full refund.
Max Najjar, one of the many travel agents worried by the ban. Ending that report by The Wire's Michael McGailey.